Hi, I'm Ruby and I'm looking forward to getting my CREKID diploma. Welcome to the iCREKID podcast.
All right, welcome along to this episode of the iCREKID podcast, and I'm here with Mrs. Lara Hearn. Ms. Hearn, the Deputy Principal and Leader of Curriculum. So this is your cup of tea that we're talking about today, this exciting new venture for CREKID.
Right, thank you, Mr. Kane. Yes, I suppose it is my cup of tea, but it's certainly a it's still a bit of a work in progress, and it is definitely a collaboration with SLT and HODs. Okay, so CREKID diploma from 2024, what we're looking at doing and why we're doing it. And there are a number of reasons as to why we're doing it. But I guess the key thing to start off with are the people that will be involved in this, and that is our HODs, our subject specialists. So they're going to be the people that are looking after it along with myself. Mm-hmm. Our senior deans will also be involved, particularly with tracking and monitoring. And then of course you've got SLT, we've got our careers advisor, Mrs. Claire Spears, yourself as principal's nominee, Mrs. Dominikovic, and at the moment, Mr. Sue Stragenza will also be with us tomorrow night as the current year 10 dean. So there's quite a few people involved with this process.
Radio. So why are we doing this? Why do we have this CREKID diploma at this particular time?
So this diploma is pretty much designed to recognise and acknowledge the achievement and contribution that our students make both within and outside of the classroom. We know that learning takes place in a number of different spheres, and we believe now that we need to acknowledge that students have different strengths. So looking at all of that and building all of that into the qualification is a really important or key aspect to us. But there are a number of other reasons why we are looking to make the change at the moment. As many people will be aware, we are currently going through a curriculum refresh and the NCA change package. And for us here at CREKID, we pride ourselves on our academic achievement, on our very strong academic results, and we really want to ensure that we maintain that academic rigour. We do hold some concerns that the new NCA Level 1 is not as rigorous, and in some subject areas that there may not be that consistency or progression as they move from Level 1 and into Level 2. We also hold concerns about going back to using the existing Level 2 standards after having introduced the new Level 1 standards, that there may be a considerable gap in there that we have to then plug in a very short amount of time. So with this diploma, we're looking to keep our high academic expectations up. We are hoping to ensure consistency of learning, ensure progression, and ensure that we establish a really strong foundation as the girls go forward into Level 2. So we're setting them up for Level 2 and Level 3 with this.
Got it. So basically, whereas Level 1 in the past has reasonably well set up the students for Level 2,
yep.
The slight changes, particularly in some subject areas, I've heard of some that are very, very changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so there's this grinding halt for next year's Year 11,
yes.
Where they reach the end of the new standards, and all of a sudden they're met with the old standards, which assess completely different things.
That's right. So
we're putting in our own process that reflects actually what they need to know for Level 2. Because most of our students achieve Level 2, don't they?
The vast majority of our students achieve Level 2. In fact, the vast majority of our students achieve university entrance. Mm. So I think our statistics are around about 91% for UE, 93%, I think it is, for Level 3, and 98% for Level 2. So in actual fact, Level 2 is the minimum qualification, really, that they will walk out of. It's not Level 1 for us.
And the CREKID diploma is setting them up for that Level 2.
Absolutely. So we know now that there is a step up between the existing Level 1 standards and the existing Level 2 standards. Mm-hmm. By going back and using the new standards, we are very concerned that step up's going to be even higher or mm-hmm. bigger. So we are aiming to reduce that.
Rightio. Now, you mentioned that this also involves things other than academic. And this is something that, you know, as a parent, I've been a little bit worried about. You know, it's good focusing on academic,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, these students so often have things outside of school. They've got sport and things like that. And they get very little in the way of recognition for it.
That's right.
But this diploma is going to package this all together and actually recognise some of those other things we do as students at Craighead.
Yes, it will.
That, you know, that make us known in the community.
Yes.
Great. Okay, how's that going to work?
So we've got four components or elements that we are looking at in this diploma. So obviously we have our academic engagement and attainment. We have the spirituality and sustainability component, mm-hmm. which is obviously focusing on our special character, but also taking that out and looking at how it is that we can also, you know, work within the environment to ensure some, you know, students have an idea of how to act sustainably for the future.
Mm-hmm.
We've got service and community as our third component. So looking at what the girls do within the community at the moment, as well as getting involved in the school community. So there's two sort of prongs to that one. That's that let's get involved with what we do here, be it a sport or a cultural activity, something like that, give back to the school, but then give back to your wider community. So that could be in coaching a junior team, in leading junior choir, it could be umpiring or reffing at the weekend, something along those lines. It could be going up to the Croft and actually volunteering, sitting, reading with people, that sort of stuff. So those are the three. And then the final component is what we're calling Te Ao Māori and discovery. And that is looking, making sure that we are also encompassing the Māori world, but allowing our girls also to discover other things. So that might be the Rotary Youth Driving Awareness Program. It might be going out to careers expos, heading to women in trades, those sorts of things that will allow them to experience different things that they might not have any idea about. So providing a whole rounded package now, as opposed to simply focusing on academic engagement. So we're looking at the whole package.
Wonderful. All right. And just out of interest, how's this like data going to be recorded? How do we know that a student has gone to the Croft and that sort of thing? I mean, this is obviously going to be collated at the end of the year to get a diploma or
so not. We have a very strong tracking and monitoring system in place now, where we are constantly downloading the data from KMAR. But what we also do is a lot of our students are actually registered on the Student Volunteer Army website. Now, we are going to ask all our Year 11s to register on that, and we are going to be asking them to track their hours using that, because we can go in and download that data and make sure that they are actually fulfilling that component. So that also means that they become responsible for ensuring that they are recording what it is that they're doing. We work from a very high trust model. We do anyway here. And so while we'll have some little checks and balances in place, and our whānau teachers will be looking at that really carefully, we know that our students are pretty good at tracking those hours now.
Okay. Now, I remember years ago, we had this thing at Craighead called the Duke of Edinburgh. I don't know quite what its modern name was, but we had a lot of people go through that. A lot of that was sort of community involvement, ours doing something, ours learning something, contribution to something. What's the go with that? Is there any chance that can sort of come back into the scheme of things?
A lot of the stuff that we are looking at in the diploma is actually found in that Duke of Edinburgh Bronze Award. So we are going to be recommending to the girls that they actually sign up for this. It is optional. We will be encouraging it because most of that criteria is now covered by our diploma. I think the one thing that they may have to do is an adventurous journey. But I know that our chaplain is actually looking at how she can get involved with this, and if there is a method or a way within her studies, her chaplain's studies, and her retreat, because every one of our Year 11 students will go on a retreat next year, whether or not there's something in there that will fulfil that adventurous journey component. So we're actually really excited about that, and it gives the girls something else that they can work towards.
All right, so back to the academic then. It sounds amazing, but back to the academic. The NCEA had some pretty rigorous assessment. They required that work that was done within school, the internal assessments were, one, checked across the departments, but also potentially across different schools, and they had moderation people that work got sent to, and they sampled work and made sure it was at the right standard. We obviously expect our work to be at the right standard. How are we going to sort of ensure that what we do is as rigorous? Are the assessments still going to be rigorous like they were for the old NCEA Level 1?
All of our existing assessment practices we will be following with the new diploma. What we will be doing, and what our HODs and our departments are really well known for, is just how rigorous they are around assessment and how they follow best practice. We're not going to be moving away from that. We are going to maintain that. So the work will still need to be, student work will still need to be authenticated. Plagiarism, if there's any of that that crops up, will still be dealt with along the same lines as our existing policy. Student work will need to be moderated still. So all of that is still going to happen. We're not ditching those practices and procedures. What we will be doing, though, is removing any form of credit gathering. So any assessment that, well, all assessment that is done, and departments will only be offering 4 assessments a year, and they will determine what they are, when they are, and they'll run when students are ready. Those 4 assessments will be marked as not achieved, achieved merit, excellence, but there'll be no credits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to, what we're trying to do is move the girls away from this whole credit gathering that we've got to, and this whole idea of, oh well, if that's not worth credits, then I'm not going to do it. No, we're doing a full teaching and learning program, and every single bit of this is important, as is learning for learning's sake, and I guess developing that love of learning. So assessment practices going to remain the same, still going to be really rigorous. There will be some of our teachers that do need to go outside and get some of their work moderated, but they're not going to be deviating from really, I guess, what has been happening in the past. Our HODs and our teachers know the standard. They know what students have to attain, they know what they have to achieve, and they know what levels they have to get it at. They are our subject specialists. So again, high trust model, but that's because they're so good. Our teachers are just so good. So assessment, yep, it is still going to be rigorous. It is still going to be pretty full on. But the difference is we don't have to assess quite so often,
mm-hmm.
quite so much, and it gives us a whole lot more time for teaching and learning.
Does that mean that the students would only learn 4 core areas of a subject a year, or does it just mean that the head of department would decide, look, these are the 4 areas we're going to get the data from, but you are still going to learn about triangles or that
absolutely
sort of thing?
Absolutely. So when we finally get the new Level 2 standards, we will be able to back map from there into Year 11,
mm-hmm.
so that we can see what it is that our students have to have in order to achieve highly at Level 2. So that'll be from 2026.
Mm-hmm.
We will obviously be back mapping from the existing Level 2 into our Diploma 2024 and 2025. So we know what it is that they need to achieve. Now, there are whole components of work within there now that are not assessed.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we do that for them? We do that to provide a foundation. Mm-hmm. We do that to ensure that they have all those stepping stones in place so that as they move through, they're not being hit by information and stuff that they've got no knowledge about whatsoever. So we are going to be making sure that we've got all those building blocks in place. Not all of it is going to be assessed, because that's not what teaching and learning is about.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching and learning is about understanding and assessing key components, not over-assessing.
Good. So I remember one of the things that annoyed me about NCA when it first came out, and this is a long time ago, and I remember thinking, you know, if my daughter ever gets to high school, because, you know, when she was one, it was a long way away. I thought, I hope NCA is gone. And it was that absolutely constant demand of high stakes assessment, and it was in every subject, and, you know, no wonder students find it quite stressful at times, and some of them really do struggle with that stress. So the whole concept is we are going to reduce the demand by limiting it to 4 assessments per subject per year.
Yep.
And when the students are ready for that.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. We're pretty keen. I mean, one of the great things is a student gets through school and they are in this amazing academic environment. You know, they've got students around them, peers around them who congratulate them when they achieve well, and there's such a magic place to be in that respect. How are we going to sort of, is there sort of going to be some sort of distinguishing wonderful goal that these students can aim for at level one? I know my daughter was really keen to get her face on the wall of fame outside the mathematics department that we had for excellence endorsements. How are we going to have a similar thing in this course?
We are still going to run endorsement. We are not going to be calling them excellence or merit endorsements. Instead, we're going to move toward a diploma that is awarded in either platinum, which is your top one, gold, or bronze. So those will be the 3 types of diploma that a student can get. Okay. So there are certain criteria around that though. So to achieve a platinum embossed diploma, a student has to have 3 excellence grades in 3 subjects and 12 excellence grades over the entire course. So over the 6 subjects that they do. Gold is 3 merit or excellence grades. And in 3 subjects rather, and 12 merit excellence grades overall. Bronze is 3 achieved grades in 5 subjects and 18 achieved grades over everything. So what we've tried to do is capture our data and what it tells us at the moment, and we generally get anywhere between 30 to 50% of girls getting endorsement. And we feel that by doing this sort of weighting, I suppose, that will ensure that we're still getting that level of endorsement. For subject endorsement, that sort of stuff, at this point we haven't looked at that, but that's a conversation that we can have with our HODs. But absolutely, students will still be awarded for what it is that they are doing, and top scholars will still be awarded as well. And obviously top scholar will come down to who it is that gets the most excellence grades across that year's worth of work.
Okay, so this has been done before in other schools, but not in this area. So what have we got our ideas from other schools? We're taking a bit of a plunge here.
What we've done is actually, because we haven't, we've sat back and we've watched what other schools have been doing, we've actually been able to look at what they've done, look at how they've formulated what it is that they're doing, and actually, if you like, picked out the best things that we think it would work in our community. It's new in this area, but it's not new in New Zealand. So we've looked at schools like Christ College, we've looked at St Hilda's, we've looked at St Cuthbert's College, St Margaret's is doing the same sort of thing now as well. So we've done quite a bit of reading around this, and to be honest, when you look at now at the number of schools that are starting to move away from level one, it does make you question the value of that qualification, because some of these schools, they're really big schools, they get really good marks, and I do worry about how valuable that level one is going to be. For a number of schools, yes, it is going to remain a qualification that is necessary, but it is optional, and it's always been optional. So yes, we have taken little snippets. We've also looked at the IB diploma, because this is also very close to IB, and we've come up with our own ideas.
Okay, so being so independent, not being IB, not being NCA, this is not going to be a qualification that's recognised by employers. So, you know, what what's an employer going to do when I turn up for a job, or, you know, my daughter turns up for a job and they say, what's this diploma? Never heard of that school before.
Yes, that is quite an interesting question. I guess we need to just go back to our data that tells us that the majority of our girls leave here with a level 2 minimum. The majority, well, in actual fact, as I said earlier, the majority leave here with UE. So they've got pathways open to them. Most employers, dare I say it, still even look at NCA and go, well, what's this telling me? We will be able to provide a breakdown of all the skills, the conceptual understandings, and the content knowledge that students have in that diploma, because that is what we are going to be covering within that academic attainment and engagement section. So it really, we will be providing, obviously, our embossed diploma, but we will also provide each student with a really detailed record of learning, so they know exactly what it is that they can do.
Okay, so by the time they're getting jobs, they're going to have level 2 anyway.
They'll have level 2.
What about the experiences? Just, you know, for the employer, will they get to see that the student was involved in, you know, 300 yes. hours of coaching? Would that
yep,
be included
that will
in the
be in there
learning?
As well. Yep.
Lovely. All right. This is a change. Level 1 NCA is changing. In fact, they're all changing ultimately. Is there any chance that we might come back to NCA, or is this like a permanent change? Is it going to flow through? Is this Craker diploma going to go up to level 3, or is it going to last for a while and come back? What are the plans?
At the moment, our plans are that this is in place for 2 years, so for 2024 and 25. By then, we should have the level 2 and the level 3 standards, so the new ones, so we can see what the ministry's thinking is and also how NZQA is going to approach it from an assessment perspective. At the end or during 2025, we will review, there will be a review of the diploma in light of what is level 2 looking like. There are significant changes with level 2, and that's with the qualification itself. We still don't know about university entrance. We don't know what that looks like. So when we say, could it flow through to level 2 or 3, at this point, we are waiting to see what happens. We are just looking at level 1, though, at the moment, at year 11 at the moment.
That's good. Now, look, I understand the Board of Trustees, and I guess the other board, the Board of Proprietors as well, they've heard about this,
yes,
and they're reasonably excited, aren't they?
I think they are. They've certainly given us the go-ahead in principle and to put it out to our families. So they're supporting us in principle. They want to see, obviously, what our community thinks, and then the decision will be made from there. So our community consultation is obviously going to be tomorrow night with our parent presentation, and we're really looking forward to that. And we will have members of the board there. They are coming along to support us in this. So yeah, I think they probably are quite excited actually.
Right. That's absolutely wonderful. I certainly know, as a teacher, I was a wee bit nervous about the whole concept to begin with, because moving away from that thing that you know to something you don't know. But yeah, the presentation that you've given is, you know, totally convinced me it's the way to go. I think it covers everything. So, look, all the very, very best of luck with that. If people have questions, we will put the slides that were, whenever you're listening to this, were displayed at the presentation on the Thursday. So we'll attach those slides to these episode notes. If people have other questions that aren't answered in those slides, can they just email you?
Absolutely, they can email me. We do have a frequently asked questions sheet that we can email out as well. But just email, get in touch, not a problem.
That's fantastic. Hey, look, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.